is rising from the dead.
Yes.
We have a right and a privilege to come boldly to your throne today.
Yes.
Seeking for you and asking you for what we need.
Yes.
You said in your word, we have not because we ask not.
Yes.
You told us we ought to seek and find.
Yes.
Ask and you will give it to us.
Well,
Father God, we don't really need riches. We just need you.
Yes.
So that's why, Father God, we sit at your feet right now.
Yes.
And we need a word from you.
Yes.
Daddy, without a word from you, what will we do? We need your direction. We need your guidance.
Yes.
We need your encouragement.
Yes.
We need reassurance that you will never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes.
Because we are wretched undone.
Yes.
In our best days, Father God, we fall short in every account.
Yes.
But Father God, we are not an ignorant people. We're not unlearned. So that's why we know how to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. We know that our help comes from you, O Lord. So Father God, that's why we come humbly to your throne. Asking you, O God, to look beyond our faults and see our needs right now. Touch our minds, O Father God, and numb our minds and our sensibilities and our intellect. So that we have clarity of understanding, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as you impart your word to us. Feed us, O Father God. Feed us till we walk no more. Let us sit at your table, O Father God, right in the presence of our enemies. Father God, they are gathered on every side of us, Father God, and they seek to devour our flesh. But Father God, you said in your word that you prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. So right now, in the name of Jesus, instruct us through your word. Encourage us through your word. Give us a rhema word, tailor-made, fit for our circumstance and our situation where we're going through at this present time.
Yes.
And Father God, make it plain enough so that a child can understand.
Yes.
Draw back the drapes of misunderstanding.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
have your way in this place today. And whatever's accomplished, your Father God, whatever's accomplished, your Father God, we'll be so careful to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Speak, Lord, for your people here.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Come on, man.
I like to put a tag on this text.
Oh, yeah.
Time to grow up.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Time to grow up.
Yes.
Part one.
Amen.
That's right. You got to come to church next Sunday and have part two.
Amen.
Time to grow up.
All right.
Time to grow up. Part one. Ah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thanks be to God. Andre, with a birthday pending this week, I stand to share an inescapable reality that the Lord has not only spoken to my spirit, but is revealing in my flesh every day. And that is, I'm getting older. Put another candle on the cake. And this year there will almost be 60 of them. I'm getting older. Funny, Sister Frello, it used to be a time I thought 50 was old. Sister Mumford, but oh, how my perspective has changed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm getting older. I went to the doctor and he asked me, are you wearing your glasses? Because your eyes not working like they used to.
Well,
I realized I was getting older. I know I'm getting older because some of the food I really love broke up with me. We are not allowed, church, to go out together anymore. I know I'm getting older when my brother wanted to hang out Friday nights. I said, man, what time? Sure. He said about 10:30 p.m. I said, no, thank you. You know what I'm doing at 10:30 on a Friday night? Planning to watch Perry Mason at 11:30 p.m. But I never make it because I'm asleep by 11 p.m. I realize that I'm getting older. But I've learned to embrace it because God has blessed me, as some of you, with the gift of being around some senior folk that exemplify and model what it means to grow old with grace. I've been blessed to be around some seniors that have grown older but still have their swagger.
Yes.
The seniors I know are still committed to Christ, community, and church.
Yes.
They show up to a church every week. Many participate in every ministry of a church.
Wow.
They get up every day. They get up, go out, and do their thing. They're living life to the fullest.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be in their midst. As a matter of fact, if you're here today and you know that 50 isn't bad, as a matter of fact, if you're 60 and you know you can still do what you want to do.
Yes.
Matter of fact, if you're 70, and you still get up and hit the streets like it's hard.
All right.
I need somebody that knows having some gray hair or no hair isn't bad acting at all. Just wave your hand and give God the glory.
Amen.
And there's nothing wrong with getting older.
Yes.
Now I know there are some millennials, you are under 40. And you're not shouting, you think this sermon ain't for you. Hold up, wait a minute. You're going to find out that Steve Miller song was right when he wrote the song, Fly Like an Eagle. Oh, y'all got it, y'all don't know it. The chorus is simple. Time keeps on slipping into the future. Time is going to happen to all of us.
That's
right. Senior Saints is not a ministry you have to join. If you live long enough, you will find out that time happens to you.
That's right.
Keep on living, young brother, young sister. One day you will wake up and you will not need the TV to tell you it's going to rain today. You keep on living. You will hear yourself talking. And you will sound exactly like your mama and your dad.
Yes.
Keep on living, little brother. One day you're going to wake up and stuff is going to hurt for no good reason at all.
That's right.
Keep on living and you'll be eligible for this kind of race wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on living, y'all.
Yes.
And one day your music is going to be on the oldie station.
That's right.
Keep on living, church, and one day you'll find out that time happens to everybody.
Yes.
My daddy told me something I'll pass on to y'all. He said, son, an old man is coming to your mirror one day.
Yeah.
I want you to know, son, you can't hide it. You can't cover it up with makeup. You can't hide it by dyeing y'all hair. Everybody know y'all hair ain't that black anyway. Everybody is going to grow older. Growing older is inevitable.
Yeah.
Growing up is not.
Yes.
I think I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Growing older, Sister Thomas, is inevitable.
Yes, it is.
Growing up is not.
Yes.
And I think you would agree with me that there are a few things sadder in life than someone who grew older but never grew up.
That's right.
Something just popped into your mind, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, think about it. Because you know someone who grew in age, but not in maturity.
All right.
You know the ones I'm talking about?
Yeah.
30 years old, 35 years old, and still engaged in high school gossip.
Uh-huh.
40 years old and still on mama and daddy's couch, not paying any bills.
Yes.
50 years old and still at the club. Looking for love in all the wrong places. You can drop it like it's hot. You can't drop it like it's hot. But you sure can lay it down like it's warm. You know who I'm talking about. 60 years old. 60 years old and wearing stuff you got no business wearing or putting on. Have you ever wanted to walk up to somebody and say, I wish you would just grow up? That's not only in the world. Sometimes that plays out in the kingdom of God. Because there are a few things sadder than witnessing an old baby Christ.
Yes.
Come on, Pastor.
The writer of Hebrews chapter 5 presses that upon them when he says, here's the problem I have with y'all. You should be eating meat, but you're drinking milk. Because you have not grown up. It is the expectation, listen church, that the longer you walk with God, the more you're going to grow up. The more you trust in God, the more mature you ought to be. As many times as God has answered a prayer and snatched you out of some stuff, something inside of you should have changed by now. Your walk should be different by now. Your life should be different by now. Your mouth should be different by now. As many times as you needed God to show up and he showed up, something in you should have matured by now. It is that expectation of maturation that Paul writes about here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. You know 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You've heard it about just about at every wedding you have gone to. 1 Corinthians is that poetic passage of love. Love is kind. Love is not rude. Love is not boastful. Love is patient. Love does not exalt itself. Love keeps no record of wrongdoing. In the midst of painting a portrait of love, Paul presses growing up. Listen to what he says in verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. And I thought as a child. But at some moment, I grew up. And when I grew up, I decided to put away childish things. Because grown folks have no business acting like childish children. So Paul said, listen, this is part of my maturation. Maturation, that should be maturity. That I grew in my walk with God. Notice the three ways Paul talks about growing in Christ. I don't got time to share one with you today. They are exemplary for you and me. The first one, I put away childish things. Where were those childish things? Let's go back to the beginning of the verse. I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. Paul says, here's the first thing that shows you are growing up. When you change your speech. I had to put away childish talk. Now at the surface, Andre, check, let me walk deeply with you. At the surface level, it's easy to assume Paul is talking about changing what comes out of your mouth. Let's go to some deep water here. That the more you grow, you ought to talk differently. That is not at the core of what he's speaking. To understand it, I had to dig into some Greek that you don't see in your English Bible. But you will only see in the original language of the New Testament. You don't read Greek, or you even don't care to study. That's why God placed me here to write you the Bible, the word of truth for you. In the Greek, there are several verbs used to describe talk. The most prominent one is the verb lego, where we also get the term logos. Lego means lego. Watch this now. Lalo, L-A-L-E-O, literally means to take what is hidden inside of you and reveal it in the presence of somebody else. Y'all with me? Laleo, L-A-L-E-O, speak, you're opening yourself up for people to see what is on the inside of you. So that kind of speech is not just about what you are saying. It's about revelation whom you are saying it to.
Yes.
I'm going to show you maturity level now. Yes. Watch me, Diddy. When Paul said I spoke as a child, he is saying, when I was young, I made the mistake of revealing my inner stuff to the wrong people.
Yes.
That childish talks too much to too many people about too many things they ain't got no business knowing nothing about anyway. Childish talk. Let me tell you how you know maturity. Uh-huh. Immaturity. Immaturity reveals itself in the wrong place. You know immaturity. They post everything on Facebook. They tweet everything. They fight with folk on Facebook, running their mouth about everything. You know immaturity, it does not realize that something you don't broadcast to the world.
Yes.
You don't tell folks about military airstrikes on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Number 45.
Yes.
Now get me, I'm using Facebook, y'all, and Twitter as an example, but open your mind. You could be running your mouth in your community and need to be quiet.
Yes.
You don't get into fights with people on social media, in public forums. You don't disclose your heart in public forums. There's some stuff you should be mature and grown enough to know not to share in public. Paul says, I have to grow up. I have to stop disclosing my stuff to the wrong people. So, here's how you know a grown child of God. A grown child of God has made the decision that rather than talking to people, I've learned to talk to God.
Yes.
There's some things I will never tell you. There's nothing I will never not tell God. I've learned the power of telling the Lord, Sister Ophelia, everything that is happening in my life. I know he know it all, but he just likes when I bear my soul to him. He wants me naked before him. Y'all trying to make me preach out here. You will live long enough to find out life will present you with some things you can't handle. You keep on living, you will come eyeball to eyeball with a situation that is above your pay grade.
Yes.
You keep on living, the doctor's going to say something you never thought the doctor would say.
That's right.
You keep on living, friends are going to do some things that you never thought good friends would do to you.
Yes.
You keep on living, life is going to put your back against the wall, your feet to the fire, no money, no friends, nothing else to do but pray.
Yes.
God said, I'll mature you.
Yes.
Keep running your mouth. I'm going to mature you. I'm going to put you in a position. He said, you will never have. Keep praying.
Okay.
He said, I'm hearing your prayer, but guess what? It's going to have ill effect. You're going to hit the ceiling. It's going to hit the ceiling like Teflon. He said, I'll make you get on your knees. I'll make you grow up in me.
Yes.
He said, I'll isolate you like I did Moses on the backside of the mountain to bring you into where I called you to be.
Yes.
God said, I will get out of you. This is the last thing I do, what I created you to be.
Yes.
Baby girl, brother man, when you get in that place, you're in a good position, though, to see the glory of God work in your life. When you find out what you can't do, you will learn that God is able to do everything. Everything but fail. I'm looking for some grown folk who know this to be true. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That when you can't handle it, God can.
Yes.
To grow up means to realize when life happens, yeah, when the stuff hits the fan,
my God,
when the bottom drops out,
mm-hmm,
when the medicine is not working,
mm-hmm,
when friends are not answering,
yes,
when family is not helping,
yes,
when the job can't pay enough and you don't know what else to do.
Yes.
All you do is kneel down by your bed.
Yes.
Oh, I talk to myself here, boy.
Come on now.
Oh, man.
Yes.
You know what?
Thank you.
I told you on my birthday this week, I'm not getting, y'all not going to keep me here long today. I'm getting ready to turn it up. Turn it up, y'all.
No,
oh, yeah. God been too good.
Amen. Amen.
And you have done all you can do.
Come on, come on,
and you try everything but God.
Uh-huh.
If you don't live it by God, he got to waste his time of making you recognize and realize.
Uh-huh. Come on, Pastor.
There ain't nothing can do you right but God.
Yes.
God ain't feeling me.
Go ahead, Pastor. I feel you. Go ahead.
What I like about it is, uh-huh, when I want to throw in the towel,
uh-huh,
he got a safety valve
that's
that
right,
he flips on me.
That's right, come on.
And this, what he deposited on the inside,
uh-huh,
of me,
uh-huh,
he stirs it up.
All right, yeah, come on.
Because what the devil does, he likes to make you forget who you are,
uh-huh,
and what you are.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But if your feet are planted on the rock called Jesus,
yes,
all other ground,
yes,
is sinking safe.
Come on,
can I get over this now?
Yes.
You're on here. What you realize is that God got a way of making you recognize with your back up against the wall, and you seem like you can't reach beyond the break. God got a way, he got a long arm that reaches down from glory, and he reaches beyond the break, and he pulls you just to the breaking of a new day. Is there anybody here that has ever given something to God in prayer?
Yes.
And you know that you know
that
you know that you know that you know
that
God showed up.
Yes.
And your hand not be.
Yes.
For the Lord on your side.
Yes.
Didi, you're not growing up till you learn how to pray.
Yes.
God said, I teach you how to pray.
Yes,
I'll mature you how to pray. And when I teach you how to pray, you ain't got time to run your mouth to nobody else. He said, because I shut your mouth.
Yes.
In the midnight hour, I'll keep you up late at night. So you have to talk to nobody but me.
Yes.
God got a way, sister fellow, of breaking our spirit.
Yes.
Because he's the master potter.
Uh-huh.
He breaks the dish so he can make it again another.
Yes. Yes. Come on, Pastor. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You're not growing up until you know how to call on God. You're not growing until you bow down and say, it's me. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of an answer from a prayer.
Yes.
Y'all ain't hearing me.
Yes.
I got to go. Sorry to keep y'all so long. But it got good to me, Sister Ophelia.
Yes.
When I'm in distress,
yes,
and my burdens get too heavy,
yes,
I've learned to get in my prayer closet.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, y'all. No, I don't have a closet on my job that I close the door. No, I don't have a closet at my house that I go in and close the door. I talk about, I know how to shut my brain down,
yes,
from the cares of this world,
yes,
and focus on Jesus Christ,
yes,
and him crucified.
Yes, come on.
No, y'all ain't feeling me up here.
Yes.
I gotta go. This song came back to me, Sister Phil. I wish we had a hymn for it. This song came back to me that my grandmama used to sing to me,
yeah,
when I was falling asleep, when I would be scared of the thunder and lightning. It came back to me today, Dee.
Yeah.
It's in the New Century Hymnal. hymn number 340, y'all. Uh-huh. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles,
yes.
All of my trials.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress,
uh-huh.
He kindly will help me.
Yes.
He ever loves and cares. Y'all ain't hearing me. Compassionate friend.
Yes.
If I but ask him, he will deliver.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes.
Sometimes I'm tempted and trying. I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus. Jesus, all of my cares. Jesus, Jesus can help me alone.
Yes, come on.
For big boys and big girls blessing, and you ain't, or you still on milk. You want a big boy and a mature show girls blessing, but you a child and you still playing with Tonka toys. God say, now God say, if I bless you for what you ask for, you kill yourself.
That's right.
You're not mature enough yet. God say, time to grow up. God say, it's easy. Surrender all, God said.
Yes.
Surrender all to me.
Yes.
Y'all ain't hearing me?
Yes.
He said, no, don't just lay some of it down. Leave it all at my feet.
Yes.
I can handle it all. I say, my burden is eating, my yoke is light.
Yes.
Time to grow up.
Yes.
Well, yes, it is.
Until next. Time to y'all.
Uh-huh.
Same back channel, same Holy Ghost channel. Part two.
Yes.
It's gonna get good and good.
Yes.
Can I get a witness over here?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank the hurricane for canceling the Bible study. I ain't coming here with y'all this week. What she said.
Come on, Pastor.
What?
Yes. Okay.
Don't worry, I'm gonna keep it holy now.
All right, keep the holy.
May God bless you and keep you. This is my prayer. Stand this way.